Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler takes first base on ball four. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wurstler. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to third for the out. Durst moves to second. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Miller scores. Toth goes all the way around to score. Berry moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Kress moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Worstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive towards first. McNeely catches it and steps on first to double up Worstler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Badgero goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Durst reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb tags and scores. Durst tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durst tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Durst catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Durst. Kress moves to second. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Hale moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Worstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Durst hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Raleigh Styles. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Collins now pitching. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Miller reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Russell. Kress moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell juggles the ball. That's an error on Russell. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Webb reaches second base with a double. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durst bunts towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durst for the out. Webb moves to third. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McNeely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Hale reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Fred Schult pinch hits for Rip Collins. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Badgerow moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Badgerow moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McNeely moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McNeely moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.